Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah,
good vibes. Kirsty and Leon here this morning while Dan's out doing the kindy run for the first time for his daughter Ruby. And joining us for the first time for 2022 is our good friend, the cool, the calm, the collected, backyard philosopher, no matter what the weather's like, no matter what the season's like, it's Hammo. Hello.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are
need
great.
Some cool jazz.
We do. Are you a jazz man?
It must be cool in an air-conditioned studio.
Okay, it is, yeah.
What, Retic doesn't do that for you? I don't understand.
Oh, it hasn't been a summer like that, I can tell you.
Yeah, you've been out, been busy doing all the Retic and the church stuff.
Been hot, been all that stuff. Yeah, been hot. I just remember being very, very hot. So I'm glad to be this morning having a morning off. So,
oh,
yeah,
good, nice. Good for you. Well, you don't have a morning off because we've got you working this morning, coming on air to talk to our family about something that's proved a little bit contentious, I assume.
Yeah, I thought, why not start the year with just a sledgehammer? Let's just jump right in. You remember how religion and politics were the taboos around the kitchen table or around the dining table? You weren't allowed to talk about those things?
Yep.
You know what the new taboo is?
What?
You do. It's vaccinations, isn't it?
True.
Well, you know because I told you. But
yes, yes.
But you've got to admit, it's the one conversation that people are really, really hesitant to have. And it's, in fact, and it's a conversation that people don't typically have really well. It's a conversation that polarizes. So what I want to do in the next couple of minutes is, if you're listening in, and this is a hot button for you, I want to give you four tips for having a decent vaccination conversation, because you're going to have them. You're going to bump into people who think the same as you and people who think differently to you, and you're going to have these conversations. So, okay, if I just launch in, it's probably the point where I go, these are not the views of 98.5, these are just the personal views of Andrew Hamilton. But but here's what I want to say. Number one, when you're talking to someone who holds a different view to you, listen to them and ask questions. Mm. You might learn something. People hold their positions for reasons, and until you know those reasons, you are in danger of making false judgments. Mm. So an unvaccinated person gets called an anti-vaxxer, and that's spoken with venom as if they belong to the lunatic fringe. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not. Maybe they have good reasons. Just as a vaccinated person isn't a mindless sheep falling in line with a dictatorial fascist government. Mm. And while we're using inflammatory polarizing language, there's a second tip. Speak respectfully to one another, even if you disagree. Mm. All right, how did you feel hearing those words? You know, dictatorial fascist, anti-vaxxer. Those are words that you know, fire us up. All right, when I heard it declared we're living in a totalitarian society, I cringe. Mm. You know, we're living in a time when governments have chosen to act in ways they haven't previously. But totalitarian is a really strong word. All right, I've got a friend who lived in Afghanistan for a while, and he said, guys, you don't know what totalitarian is. Mm. All right, so maybe compare it to that. And please don't just label anyone an anti-vaxxer with tones of conspiracy theorist and doomsday prepper thrown in. That doesn't help relationships either. It just throws down the gauntlet for a fight, and it boxes people as crazy. Mm. It creates a wider divide. Folks, nothing in this situation is completely black and white. If you want to post polarizing stuff on social media from either side, then you need to realize you're affecting your relationships by your posts, and you're dividing your friends into those who are for and against you, and it's not helpful. Thirdly, don't comment above your learning. Unless you've studied the area and know what you're talking about, it's probably best you don't offer your expert advice. You know, someone said to me the other day, I've got a friend who is engaged to a doctor who said, and straight away we've got third-hand information handed down. So if you have information from a trusted doctor friend, or maybe you read about it on InfoWars, unless you're an expert, be aware that you're offering opinions. Different countries have taken different approaches to vaccinations, and each have had their issues. All right, there is no simple solution to this. And us offering our opinions, we're entitled to our opinion, but offering them as though they're fact, very dangerous. Mm. Finally, don't sacrifice relationships because of vaccination opinions. This is not a hill to die on. It's just not worth it. Whether you're in the 10% unvaxxed or 90% vaxxed, don't ditch your friends who have fallen a different way with your views. I've got friends in both camps, and you probably can't tell which I am at the moment, vaccinated or unvaccinated. I'm not going to tell you because that's not the point. But I can disagree with people, and we can disagree with people, and we can hold relationships. You know, for those of us in churches, this is potentially the new hot button for generating division. And what a great way to derail the church, getting us fighting over something that is not even related to our core business. Let's not do it. Disagree by all means, but respect one another and love one another. There's an old saying that goes like this. It says, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. And in all things, charity or love. So, to wrap up, hear those things. When you're speaking with someone, listen and try to understand their point of view. Try and hear where they're coming from. You might learn something. Secondly, speak respectfully even if you don't agree. Don't polarise or caricature people. Thirdly, don't comment above your learning. We're not experts on this, most of us. And finally, don't sacrifice relationships for this, whichever side you sat on, because it just isn't worth it. So as I actually want to challenge you, maybe the pointy end of this, if you have a relationship that is fractured with someone over this particular issue, then why not fix it? Why not go to them and go, you know what, this isn't worth it. Our relationship is worth more than this. Why don't we actually sit down and actually agree to disagree that actually form our relationship, actually get our relationship back on track? All right, bring some peace to a situation rather than allowing friendships to bite the dust over something like this. That's my two bobs worth. I know I'm normally a bit more lighthearted, a bit more, general topic, but I just think this is so important to actually know how to talk about well.
Absolutely. And Hamo, no one could do it better than you. Really appreciate you, you know, going there. And I think it's so important. And we love you. And that's why we have you back. And you are now, you know, here to stay.
Absolutely. Okay. You can't go anywhere after that, Hamo. That's such a high point for the year already.
Oh, already. Yes. So thank you so much.
I just
really
hope
appreciate
your phone lines
it.
Don't. I just hope your phone lines don't ring hot with people who've just been offended.
No, we'll just give them your mobile number.
We'll just pass them on. Oh, well, you stay cool and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks, Hamo.
Great. Good to chat, guys.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.